It's interesting the difference in my grandmother, in her mood and just general posture from the beginning of a visit to the end of a visit. And when I got to the residential home today, she was asleep. She's often asleep in a chair. It is quite warm in some of these conservatories, and the sun was streaming through the window into the room, so quite pleasant, and why not rest when you can rest? But she was definitely a little bit sad, a little bit depressed, and didn't seem to have much energy, and I wondered if she wanted to go back to her room to relax and chat, away from the hubbub of all the people, who she definitely finds a pleasant distraction. And took for ages to get her upstairs, and she refuses to take the stair lift because she doesn't trust the stair lift at all. When she's on it, it's like a very, very slow motion scene of someone on a fairground ride gripping on for her life and a little bit terrified of what's going to happen round the next corner, because it is a stair lift that goes around corners. Not massively fast, but kind of noisy on cogs. We had a chat, and it was kind of an uncomfortable chat about moving forward with the sale of a house, so on and so forth. But she seemed pretty okay with everything, and then headed back down, and it's almost lunchtime, and she already seemed a little bit chipper. Maybe it was because we'd been chatting just about small talk, and she kept telling me on how that she doesn't miss anything from where she used to live, and that she's, you know, there's lots of nice people around. She says some of them are, more gone than me, and it, I kind of, as sad as that sounds, I really like hearing that. The ability for her to make that distinction, that there are some people who have Alzheimer's and are further down the road and much younger than her. And I do think, believe it or not, she takes a little bit of comfort in that. It's a little bit kind of distressing. Oh, I do try and hide it when just for a moment out of nowhere she'll say, "Is your mother really dead?" As in her daughter. And I'm like, "Yes, yes." And she goes, "Are you sure?" And I'm trying to make a joke about it. I'm like, "Last time I looked, definitely over 7 years ago." I don't know how long ago it is, actually. Seems like a long time. Must be 7 years. More. And, yeah, and then she does have a moment's lull, but then she's back at the thought of lunch. And when I took her into lunch, and I know why, whenever I want to make some kind of food joke about things we probably shouldn't eat, I always pull out an armadillo. And the menu hadn't been updated on the board, on the wall. It was Tuesday, and which looked nice with its kind of roast beef and potatoes and gravy and stuff. And I says, "I'll go and find out what today's menu is." And there was quite a few people listening, some very compos mentis. And I went out and came back in, and I called out semi-loudly to my gran, "Oh, today it's armadillo." And she looked a little bit confused, but with a slight smile, as if to say, "Armadillo? What does that taste like?" And I said, it's crunchy on the outside and soft in the middle. And there's a couple of people giggling and laughing, and there's a couple of others who were going, "Oh, I don't want armadillo." And the... I definitely heard a, "Ooh, lovely." And I'm thinking, "Oh no, they're going to be disappointed now. They're not getting armadillo." And they says, "What?" Somebody who knew kind of that I was joking says, "What does it come with?" I said, "Octopus," because I couldn't think of anything like an accompaniment for armadillo. I don't know what you'd eat with armadillo. And somebody said, "We can have a leg each." You forget. And there was so much laughter. Just momentarily, when before there was quiet anticipation of what is genuinely good food coming to the table, I just thought, I know they have things going on there, and there are, you know, today was manicure and pet the rabbit day, and sometimes they have music and sing songs and round the piano. I do wonder if people just visited their relatives more often and made a point to interact with those around them, there may be more of these kind of organic, non-staged moments and interaction. And it kind of half has me thinking, let's not file people away in boxes where they can hang out with other people with the same illnesses, and do make an effort to try and attempt to, you know, where there isn't open access. For I can visit whenever I want, but it would be great if there was more of an ability to treat people in and amongst normal, average, everyday society, I guess. I don't know where I'm going at with this. I just had a very pleasant visit, and I want to remind myself, because sometimes I'm, you know, in really enjoying the walk up towards the home, and then I'm suddenly thinking, how's she going to be? How's she going to be? And I must not anticipate, because it doesn't matter how she's going to be. Interaction, small talk, the occasional joke will always make the moments we have together better.